Hey everybody, it's me, Andrew. As you can tell, we are on season 4 now of Creepypasta Myths. I have a lot of fan-submitted stories, so I'm going through them right now and trying to contact back with them about a little bit of editing that they might need to do or a little restructure of the story. But other than that, please keep sending me your stories. They mean a lot, and I'm just glad that we have made it to season 4. Sorry for the cars in the background. My apartment is right next to a highway. So, but yeah, I'm just glad that everyone has enjoyed season 3. There's going to be a little bit more of a change to every month. I'm going to try to at least post one or two. I've had some stuff with my just sickness that has gotten in the way, and then work as well. So, but I hope everyone is safe out there. Thank you again for listening, and please enjoy season 4 of Creepypasta Myths. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to season 4 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Slender Woman, written by Lynn. Darkness, though not complete darkness, surrounds you. A full moon shines through the treetops and slightly illuminates the fog surrounding you. The flashlight you were holding has flickered out. You look around frantically, fear swarming your insides. Surely someone would have noticed you missing from the campsite. All the bravery that had convinced you to try and see what you had caught a glimpse of earlier has vanished, and you are all alone. Your imagination starts to wander as your heart rate rises. You hear a twig snap somewhere near you, and all the stories that have been told around the campfire rush to your mind all at once, especially the one your brother had told you. What was the name of that creature? He has no face. Another twig snaps in the distance. No eyes. No mouth. No nose. You madly search your surroundings, but it is impossible to see anything in this fog. He supposedly lives in the woods, but that is only a story, right? Your thoughts escape you when you see the outline of a figure. But this is no man. This person is quite obviously a female. She is wearing a black dress that seems to hug her, yet flow around her all at once. And you see her eyes glistening in the moonlight. Gorgeous, shining eyes. You are unable to look away. Why had you been so scared? Comfort fills you as you walk towards her. There's something off about her, but you can't quite put your finger on it. There is calmness filling your body like a drug. When you are within feet of her, you notice what it was that was peculiar about her. Those beautiful eyes are a dark, midnight, soulless black, yet you still are captivated by them, unable to look away. Fear starts to burn again in the pit of your stomach, but it is instantly put out, like a fire doused with water. You try fighting this calmness, but your willpower escapes you as you drown in this amenity. Why would you ever want to leave this gaze? What you do not notice is her mouth, or lack thereof, rather. You are so far gone that you do not even realize that she is completely bald. Her entire body, except for her inky black eyes, is a smooth alabaster white. You have stopped walking, yet you still seem to be moving towards her, or floating, better yet. Towards her eyes. Until all at once, everything is black. Just as black as those eyes that had lured you. Then there is nothingness. In an instant, you cease to exist. Who is this woman of the night? You might ask. She is everything, yet she is nothing. She has no soul, yet she owns millions. She is comfort, yet she is fear. She was created by a creature of death, so that he could have something to love. So again, she is death, yet life, and hate, yet love. She is Slender Woman. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.